The board of the Adelaide Festival is still in limbo after the removal of Palestinian-Australian author Dr. Randa Abdul Fattah from its lineup. The Adelaide Festival Corporation said yesterday it's navigating a complex and unprecedented moment following significant community response to its decision to disinvite the author from Adelaide Writers' Week. The board had earlier said her appearance would not be culturally sensitive in the wake of the Bondi terror attack, prompting a mass boycott. More than 110 authors have now walked away from appearing at this year's event. The chair has also since stepped down, and three board members have quit. Senator Sarah Hanson-Young is the acting leader of the Greens and spokesperson on environment and the arts. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Jade. Thanks for having me.
We'll get to the festival in just a moment, but first I wanted to get your response to this breaking news that former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd is standing down as Australia's ambassador to the US. What's your assessment of the job that he's done there in Washington?
Look, I think Kevin Rudd has done a very good job in Washington, and despite a lot of politicised criticism from, of course, the coalition over the last couple of years, I think Kevin has done a good job. But I think his departure is now an opportunity for Australia to rethink and reassess our relationship with the United States. We have a administration led by Donald Trump, who is erratic at best, dangerous at worst, and unpredictable, and is really leading the world into a pretty unsafe and unprecedented context. And I stand with so many of my fellow Australians at just the nervousness of Australia continuing to be tied to the hip with a country that is led by a madman.
Do you have any thoughts on who should replace Kevin Rudd as ambassador?
Look, I think obviously the government will make that decision, but it does need to be someone who is able to both mix it in the diplomatic circles, but be true to our Australian values. One of the worst things that is unfolding with Donald Trump leading the US administration again is that you start to question whether we do have shared values with the US. The way Donald Trump behaves on the international stage, no regard for international law, no regard for very little regard, if no regard for human rights and natural justice. The way he is treating his own citizens, let alone those in other countries. Where are the shared values of democracy, tolerance and respect? And we need a representative in Washington who stands for the values that Australia holds dear.
Turning to the Adelaide Writers Week, how serious is the situation facing not just that event, but the broader Adelaide Festival in your view?
Look, this is an unprecedented disaster for South Australia and for our broader arts and festival sector. And it's not just Adelaide Writers Week that is now on the brink of collapse. Adelaide Writers Week, of course, makes up one part of the broader Adelaide Festival, a festival that, as South Australians, we are immensely proud of. It is a beloved festival. And this has now thrown the entire event into crisis. You mentioned at the beginning at least 110 authors and participants withdrawing from Adelaide Writers Week. I understand it's closer to now 180 overnight. And this, the Adelaide Writers Week cannot continue under these circumstances, and the festival itself is now at risk. The political pressure and influence that has been exerted over the board, pushed to make the decision they made to axe the particular author, has thrown the entire event into chaos. It's undermining artistic freedom of expression. It's putting our state's reputation at risk, and sets a very dangerous precedent for artistic freedom, for the exchange of ideas, and frankly, those democratic values of open debate, exchange, tolerance and respect.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is the Greens acting leader, Senator Sarah Hanson-Young. You mentioned the significance of this festival to South Australia. What is at stake here if it collapses? You mentioned reputational issues there. What about the economic impact?
Well, look, if the Premier does not step in and fix the mess that he has created, we will see tens of thousands of jobs lost, millions of dollars flow out from our state, and our not just our national but our international reputation as an arts-loving, ideas-exchanging, festival-going state at risk. And it really now is in the lap of the Premier. I mean, to be perfectly blunt about this, if this was the AFL gather round or the LIV golf tournament on the brink of collapse, the Premier would be getting in there and fixing it. He's created this mess and he now needs to clean it up.
The Premier, Peter Malinauskas, denies exerting political pressure here. He says his advice is that the board can continue to function and he continues to back the decision to disinvite Dr. Abdel Fattah. What do you make of that response?
Look, I think, to be honest, the Premier's comments around this are all a bit too cute. He has expressed and been very upfront about this, that his view in relation to the author's attendance at the festival, he opposed. He said he expressed that in very strong terms. The South Australian government, of course, is the major funder and sponsor, or one of the major funders and sponsors of the festival. They have a government observer on the board. To pretend that somehow his strong expression of his view did not impact the board's decision, I think is just laughable, and I don't think anyone believes it. There's clearly been indirect influence, if not direct, and it is. But regardless, we now have the entire festival in crisis. It's on the brink of collapse. We've had Jacinda Ardern, the former Prime Minister from New Zealand, withdraw late yesterday. And South Australia's reputation and our local economy will take a hit from this. And he's the Premier and he needs to clean it up. The board itself is in disarray. We've had 4 out of 7 members, including the chair, quit over the last couple of days. It simply isn't workable and needs to be cleaned up.
On another issue, the Prime Minister is recalling Parliament next week with the aim of quickly passing legislation on hate speech laws and a national gun buyback after the Bondi terror attack. Will the Greens be supporting that legislation?
Look, we are going through that legislation carefully. We only got it late yesterday and we'll be accessing briefings from various government departments and agencies over the next few days. We understand the importance of acting on this. And let me just say, you know, I'm still reeling, as so many other Australians, in fact, all Australians, are shocked and reeling from the horrors of the anti-Semitic attack on Bondi. And it's going to take a long time for the community to heal. But the Parliament does need to act and does need to be seen to be acting to help restore love, tolerance, respect, and to help the community heal. And so we do need to be acting, but we'll be going through this legislation carefully, making sure that we deliver legislation that gets the balance right by prohibiting hate speech, by limiting guns being in the hands of people who should not have them, but at the same time retaining essential political freedoms. There is a balance that is going to need to be struck here, but we enter this with the principle that we need more love and more tolerance and less hate. And they're the principles we take into this discussion.
Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Senator Sarah Hanson-Young is the acting leader of the Greens.